You're listening to The Let's Dine Out Show.
You know, everyone in the world loves candy, and I just remember some fond memories. I remember going to a swim school, and as a reward for listening to the instructor, they'd give us a little chocolate nickel, I think they're called, wafers, and there's just a bunch of old candies. And I was just going through the internet one day, and I found a company that really perked my interest because they have, I've never seen so many candies in my life. By everything you can imagine, by dates, you know, by the 1920s, before actually 1990s, I'm sorry, 1919 pre, they have 1920s, 1930s, 40 decade candies, they have specialty candies. So I thought we'd invite one of the owners on to the company, and plus we're going to have him on once a month talking about candy. So if you like candy, you're going to have to listen to our show, our sweet show. With us is John Prince. He is the owner of Candy Favorites, who's located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And welcome to Let's Dine Out Show, John.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I'm flattered to be asked.
Oh, our pleasure. Now, first of all, you really interest me. I went through your website pretty good last night. I didn't realize that candies are really good for you. It's a healthy things to eat because you must weigh, what, 100 pounds? You know, I expected you over the phone, you know, I expect you to be about 300, 400 pounds, but you're like 100 pounds there. So obviously you must eat a lot of candy because you look very healthy.
Well, I do like candy. I've spent my life surrounded by candy. This is a third generation family-owned business. But I think with everything, it's all an issue of moderation.
Exactly.
I believe that everything's good for you in moderation.
Exactly.
So I have to tell you that during the work week, I really don't eat much chocolate just because I know my weakness is all too well.
Uh-huh. That's funny. Now, your company started in 1927.
Well, it actually started in 1926.
Oh, 26,
but we were incorporated in 1927. We're the oldest independently owned candy wholesaler in North America.
Wow. Now, who was it, your grandfather that started it?
It was my grandfather, grandfather on my father's side.
Okay.
They started it. Originally, Pittsburgh was a unique market because there was many small stores. There was corner grocery stores. There was drug stores. I mean, many independent small merchants.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather came to this country and was looking for something to do, and I guess candy was what piqued his interest.
Mm-hmm. So over 90 years, that's amazing. Now, in terms of candy, I mean, it's amazing the history of candy. I mean, it goes back way, way back where, I mean, it started with what? Honey and honeycomb. That's where the cavemen started, you know, having it. And it's really developed over the years.
Well, it's funny. No one knows what the first candy was. I mean, it's up for some speculation. But there is reports that they found a stick with honey in it in a prehistoric cave, which would obviously be the advent of the lollipop. But the candy has been around forever. I mean, rock candy has been a staple since the early 1800s, and it's an industry that is constantly evolving and changing. But candy has played a huge role in the cultural landscape of America, and
I looked up also in terms of candy consumption. The U.S. leads the whole world with candy consumption. So candy's going to be around forever. I mean, no matter what, it's going to be around. Now, one thing about your website, and again, it's called candyfavorites.com, and it's an amazing website. You can learn so much. They have blogs. They have all kinds of history, and the candies are just every category you can watch. And how many different candies do you actually have in your warehouse?
So what makes our site unique, as opposed to other online merchants, is that 98% of the products that are listed, of which there are approximately 3,000 different items,
wow,
are in our warehouse. We don't we do very little, I should say, drop shipping. And, I mean, all of these products are in a warehouse that occupies a three-level warehouse that's the size of a city block.
My goodness, geez. Now, the other thing that's interesting, too, is there are some candies that you serve, you know, bulk, like to markets and stuff. I know Brock's Candy, you've been serving them or selling them since 1929. So
we're not totally certain of this, but we believe that we were the first wholesaler to offer Brock's candies. Mm-hmm. The product that my grandfather originally sold, the first product, was the caramel, the Brock's Square Caramel,
oh, yeah.
which is actually a very, has a place in candy history because it was the first piece of candy to break the penny barrier. I believe it sold for a nickel. And we sold Brock's through the 20s, through the 30s, into the war years. And we still sell quite a lot of Brock's today. And it's a mainstay. Brock's is about as American of a candy brand as any brand is.
Right. Now, did your grandfather make any candy himself?
No.
Really?
We're unique in that we really have always been a wholesale distributor. At one point in the, I believe it was the 30s and the 40s, we manufactured a cough drop. But that was a short-lived venture.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Let's Line Out Show right here on AM 590 The Answer. And with us is John Prince, who is the president. What's your title? Your president gopher everything?
Well, you know, it's funny. The other day I was curious about my title. I thought I was the janitor because of some of the work I was doing. And then later in the day I was helping to unload a truck, so I figured maybe I was a warehouse worker. But at the end of the day, I guess that actually I'm the vice president. My father, who's retired, still has the title of president, and he asked me once, would I like to be the president of the company? And I said, not really. So I never changed it.
That's funny. The name of the company again is called Candy Favorites. The website is candyfavorites with the S.com. And again, it's a real joy to look at a website that good. I mean, there's so much information, and it brings back, you know, candy brings back a lot of memories to people. And, you know, as a youngster, there's a lot of candies that I remember, but there's also a lot of candies I've never heard of. So there's a lot of candies that are regional.
Well, that's true. And to elaborate on a point that you made, you know, I've never really thought that we were selling candy. I mean, obviously the commodity that we sell is candy, but more importantly, I think we sell a commodity that allows people to affordably connect with childhood memories. And it's interesting because our website, one of the focuses of our website has been history. When we first launched the site, we were the first online candy store, by the way.
Oh, really?
We wanted to make a site that was not purely commercial, but a site that kind of bridged the gap between commerce and history. And if you go to our website, we have a huge section of history. I mean, it's probably the most extensive candy history section on the internet. We also have a blog that we were the first candy-related blog as well. But the point of this being was that I realized that there are a few products that can so easily bring back memories. And while our focus is on retro candy, we like to say that we've been selling retro candy before it was retro.
Mm-hmm. Boy. So you've created a whole niche for yourself, but again, it's something where people can go to, and you've got over 90,000 followers, so you got a big following. And again, if you look at the website, it's amazing the information you have on there. Now, no one ever listens to our show; it's just two or three people that we know of. So you can be honest with me. What's your favorite candy?
So I'll make an admission to you: I've never tried a Snickers bar.
Really?
I think I could be. Well, I mean, I'm sure there must be two or three other people in America that have it. I've never tried a Snickers bar.
Okay.
So my favorite candy, I tend to favor black licorice.
Oh, that's my favorite too. Really? Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my all-time favorite candy would be licorice all sorts.
Uh-huh.
And licorice snaps, which was owned by American Licorice, and they discontinued them. They just brought them back for a limited run a couple months ago, and I think that would probably be my favorite candy. But other than licorice, dark licorice, I tend to favor dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And I do
That's healthy for you.
Yeah, I like a Reese's peanut butter cup every.
Oh, that's like
too.
The best. So, have you tasted every candy there?
Well, with the exception of the Snickers bar, probably so.
Right. Over the years.
No, I don't. I mean, I know it's kind of. People always think like, when you own a candy company, you don't do much other than eat candy. And there's some truth to that, but I mean, I would say maybe I've tried 40% of the products that we carry.
Okay, so you got a quest now. You got to try it off. You're going to be on our show.
That's true. Now, I have to admit also, I like the Cadbury cream egg that comes out at Easter. Uh-huh. Something about the texture of that product. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a food critic. You know, I've got to try everything. And so it's the same thing with you. If you're going to talk candy, you got to try everything. I'm putting a new quest for you to do that.
Well, I will. Wait, hold on. I'm going to write this down and add this to my New Year's resolution.
Exactly.
Number 613.
We want to have you over for next segment. Can you hang in there for a little bit?
Sure, of course.
Great. You're listening to the Let's Sign Out Show right here on AM 590 The Answer. And we're going to be talking candy again with John Prince from Candy Favorites, and we'll be right back.